Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you today. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm a real estate investor in both single-family homes and apartment communities. I began my investment path 11 years ago. I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited 9 short years ago. My life has been more satisfying and freer ever since I embarked on this real estate investment path. What is the American dream? What does that even mean anymore? What does the American dream even mean to people anymore? Is the American dream different for different generations? Is the American dream different for immigrants, people coming to the United States? I want everyone listening right now to me to pause for a second and think, what does the American dream mean to you? Have we as a society downgraded the American dream? Have we essentially conditioned ourselves to accept less than our parents, less than previous generations? These are questions I'm going to try to answer on the show today. It's a huge topic. I know it's a lot to bite off on, but I cannot stop thinking about this. Have most Americans given up on the American dream? Sadly, I think there may be something to that statement. And as I say this, I realize that the American dream for me personally has changed. It has evolved over the years. And I realize that my American dream, quote unquote, American dream, is different than it was for my parents. And it will be different for my children. They will have a different vision than I have. It's natural. I'll share what I believe the American dream to be in the last segment of the show and how I plan to achieve it, how I am achieving it. So I hope you can stay with me. Gone are the days of the classic American dream. What is that? What was that? I look back and I think of the classic 20th century. I grew up as a child in the 70s and the 80s. But the classic American dream, married, 2.5 children, home ownership in the suburbs, a 40-hour-a-week, steady, predictable job, 2 weeks paid vacation, the ability to send your children to college if they choose to go and to pay for it and not to have to borrow to pay for it. And the pension. Yes, the steady pension, the stress-free pension that comes at the end of your retirement and it provides income for you year in and year out until the end. And even then, most pensions would pay your spouse a portion. Today, the classic American dream has been replaced with not married, no kids, can't afford a home, 60 to 80 hours a week, no vacation or very little vacation or what vacation you take. You're nervous because your bosses don't like it when you're away or they may replace you. No pension and a faulty retirement 401k plan that overpromises and underdelivers. What happened to baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie? If there's any phrase that exemplifies our American culture, I think that's it. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. To that, I'd like to add a few things that I reminisce about. Fireworks, playing outside until sunset, running around barefooted, burgers on the grill, hot rods, swing sets. No cell phone, no internet, very few cares, worries, or concerns. What in the heck happened? People don't get married because they cannot afford it. People don't have kids because they can't afford them. People aren't buying a house because they cannot afford it. Majority of the college educated have college debt, massive college debt, and we'll talk more about that, and a degree that is ineffective. Everyday cars today. Look at cars. They're all the same. Sports cars are so expensive, the average family cannot afford to have one. We used to call those Sunday cars when I was young because you'd drive them on Sunday. You'd pull them out, you'd wax them, shine them up, cruise around on Sundays. But look how unimaginative cars are. I mean, a Toyota RAV4 looks a lot like the Porsche SUV, which looks a lot like the Lexus, which looks just like a Ford Escape, which looks like a Nissan Rogue, which looks like a Mazda CX-5 and the Hyundai Santa Fe and the Mercedes. They all look the same, totally unimaginative. I believe the American dream is different for different generations. Absolutely it is. I found this definition of the American dream on Wikipedia. The American dream is a national ethos of the United States, the set of ideals in which freedom includes the opportunity for prosperity and success, as well as an upward social mobility for the family and children, achieved through hard work in a society with few barriers. I also found this definition, the American dream, the ideal by which equality of opportunity is available to any American, allowing the highest aspirations and goals to be achieved. But the best definition I found was from Investopedia online, and it says the American dream is the belief that anyone, regardless of where they were born or what class they were born into, can attain their own version of success in a society in which upward mobility is possible for everyone. The American dream is believed to be achieved through sacrifice, risk-taking, and hard work rather than by chance. My friends, that's the definition we're going to break down when we come back. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started at 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you have any questions about real estate investing, about Lifestyles Unlimited, about how to get started, really anything at all, please send me an email. I enjoy getting emails from our listeners, and I do respond personally to each and every email I get. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. We're talking about the American dream on the show today. I'm going to share what I believe the American dream to be. I believe the American dream has obviously evolved. It has changed and it's different. My American dream is different than the American dream was for my parents, and my children's quote unquote American dream will be different for them. What do you think about when you think about the American dream? Do you feel you have the opportunity to achieve the American dream? Do you think it's tougher to achieve today than it was in the past? send me an email. I'd love to discuss this more. AskMike@LUINC.com. AskMike@LUINC.com. And if you're just now tuning in, if you missed the earlier part of this show, you can always pick us back up at the website. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button. You'll find this show as well as several other shows from the other hosts there. Now, the definition I found that I like the best is from Investopedia. And that definition is, the American dream is the belief that anyone, regardless of where they were born or what class they were born into, can attain their own version of success. Keep that in mind, their own version of success in a society in which upward mobility is possible for everyone. The American dream is believed to be achieved through sacrifice, risk-taking, and hard work rather than by chance. I believe that. Homeownership and education are often seen as paths to achieving the American dream. Think about the 20th century. It was all about get that house, pay that house off. Send your kids to college so they can do better than you. I think today, things have changed. Absolutely, they've changed. I think both of those ideals, homeownership and education, may actually be prohibitive to achieving the quote-unquote modern American dream. Yes, I said it, prohibitive. They may be a detriment. If you're sacrificing for either one of those to such a degree that it holds you back from succeeding later, well, then that's definitely a detriment to the modern American dream. Let's just look at home ownership. In the 20th century, the cost of a home as a percentage of wages earned was much less than it is today. I've done an entire show on that subject right there, and that was a couple of years ago. Home prices have really gone up since then. Home prices have skyrocketed. But what's happened to wages? Wages, for the most part, have been stagnant. I take this from a website, clever.com, if you want to look it up. Kind of interesting. Clever.com says, quote, after adjusting for inflation over time, the future of the American dream seems rather gloomy. Median home prices have increased 121% nationwide since 1960, but median household income has only increased 29%. That's a 4-to-1 ratio. 121% on the home prices. I can even argue that it's higher than that. But wages really not much there. Median home prices have increased at 4 times the rate of household income since 1960, leading to an imbalanced price-to-income ratio in most major metropolitan areas. And what do they mean by that? A price-to-income ratio is how many years of income will it take to buy that home, that property. And a healthy price-to-income ratio historically has always been 2.6 years of median household income. So if you make $100,000 a year and the house you're looking at is $260,000, well, that's a healthy price-to-income ratio. It would take you 2.6 years of straight work to pay for that home. But it hasn't been healthy since the 90s. Today, only 16 out of the 100 most populated cities in the United States are below a 2.6 price-to-income ratio. Chances are, if you want a home in a desirable part of the country where the jobs are, where the economics are good, where it's safe, where the politics are good, that home cost is going to be 5 to 7 times median income. Median income in the United States is $67,000. If you're looking at a $350,000 home, that's 5.22 years of median household income. Obviously, you're in the unhealthy range, in the dangerous range. Based on those facts alone, I can argue that home ownership, if that's part of the American dream, well, that dream is either unobtainable for most people, or the sacrifice required to buy that home will be so massive that your remaining life is prohibitive. Look, if your mortgage situation where your cost of home ownership, principal, interest, taxes, insurance, maintenance are greater than 30 to 40% of your income, well, that's a dangerous situation financially. Your one paycheck from being behind on your mortgage payment you don't have much of a life because there's not much other money to take care of your financial needs, your necessities. Home costs either need to come down or wages need to go up. And I don't see either of those happening right now. Let's look at education as it pertains to the American dream. That's the other part of it, right? Homeownership, education. Average college debt, $32,731 per student. I'll tell you, it's much higher for those with the debt. If you think about it, maybe 50% of the kids going to college don't have any debt, maybe a greater number than that. So that means the ones that do have the debt probably have 2 to 3 times that. Is it worth it? The cost of attending college has increased substantially since your parents were in school. Over the past decade, costs have increased by over 25%. That's just in the last 10 years. Most college graduates leave school with significant amounts of student loan debt. U.S. News and World Report, they even have an article that says, how much college debt is acceptable? I can't believe it because the number is zero. But they say, okay, if you got a communications degree, then $58,174 is fine. If you have a business degree, $58,869 is fine. I love how they have it down to the dollar. Humanities, why that's worth more than business, I don't understand. But they say it's okay to have $59,500 in student loan debt if you have a degree in humanities. And social sciences, are you kidding? $59,919. You have that and you're paying interest on top of it? Are you kidding? There are people that have student loan debt and they can't get out of it for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. And here's an article saying, well, this much is acceptable. If you get a degree in humanities, it's okay to leave school with $59,500 hanging over your head at a 7-point interest rate. You're not going to achieve the American dream with that. It's going to hold you back. We'll talk about what you can do with that $58,000 or $59,000 or $60,000 and change your life instead of being tied to the millstone of a college debt loan. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you today, and I appreciate you tuning in. We're talking about the American dream. What happened to it? Has it changed? Is it different? Historically, two major parts of the American dream were home ownership and education. We discussed that on the previous segment. If you missed it, you're going to want to pick this show back up, and you can find us at the Lifestyles Unlimited website, LifestylesUnlimited.com. Click on the radio button. You'll find this show there. You can find us on YouTube at the YouTube channel, Lifestyles Unlimited. There's a ton of information there. And then you can always subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show on your podcast app. We talked about home ownership. It's prohibitive, to say the least, for most people in the country today. Wages have not gone up, but the cost of homes have gone up. And we talked about education. These kids are saddled with this debt for some degrees, and I'm not saying all degrees are ineffective. I'm not saying that at all, and I'm not saying a good, effective education is not worth it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that people are coming out of school, and they have this millstone around their neck of huge debt, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000. Some folks, some doctors are getting out of school with $300,000 and $400,000 in debt. I'm not sure it's worth it because of what you can do with that money. And what's the cost of those lost years of earning while you were borrowing. What's the value of that? If you go to school for 8 years, 12 years, and that whole time you're not earning an income, but instead you're borrowing, 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 how much could you have made in 12 years? So let's just take a debt of $60,000 for that degree. You give me $60,000, I can buy 2 to 3 rent homes, maybe more. That's $800 to $1,200 a month in cash flow. The mortgage pay down on top of that, that's another $250 to $400 a month. That's a net worth increase to the bottom line. As that mortgage pays down, your equity grows. Your net worth is growing by that amount on a monthly basis. By the way, if you're depreciating those properties properly, it's tax-free. So that $800 to $1,200 a month cash flow, tax-free if you're depreciating it properly. Equity capture. If you're buying these homes the way we teach you, there's going to be a little bit of an equity capture in there. Being conservative, 10, maybe 15,000 or more per home. 2 to 3 homes, that's $20,000 to $45,000 additional, again, to your net worth. I'm being conservative. Oh, and there's appreciation. And rarely do I talk about appreciation. I don't count on it when I buy my properties, but it's out there, friends. It's happening right now. Appreciation is the silent millionaire maker. At only 3 to 5% appreciation, and we all know it's going up much greater than that. Well, that's an additional $12,000 to $30,000 a year on a 2 to 3 home portfolio. Probably closer to $50,000 a year. If you're looking at real appreciation, 10 to 20%, that's just on a 2 to 3 home portfolio. So what would you rather have, a degree in the humanities or $60,000 to $70,000 in debt? Or a real estate portfolio producing anywhere from $40,000 to $75,000 a year in net worth growth? You tell me. And if you can compound that real estate portfolio and grow it and double it every 3 to 4 years, who's going to be better off? I understand the drive for education in this country. I'm not throwing darts at it. I'm just saying, let's take a look at this. Let's think about it. But education in the United States is a cottage industry. We have been sold on this. Our kids are sold the ideal. They're promised the rich, full lifestyle. But based on the math, going into massive debt is not worth it. Not worth it. I have friends that own roofing companies, HVAC companies, pest control companies, window and siding companies, construction companies that are multi-millionaires. One of my wealthiest friends owns a window and siding business. He started 35 years ago. And by the way, he would take his money and he would buy real estate when he had some in his pocket. He just kept buying. Between his business and his real estate holdings, if I had to put a number on his net worth, it's at least $30 million. I have another friend owns a masonry installation company for multifamily. He's doing extremely well. $1 million home, lake house, toys, airplanes, cash paid for rental properties. I can't talk him out of it. I think he has about 19 of them and they're all cash paid for, but he's doing well. Neither of those friends relied on college. Both are debt adverse. They're against any debt of any kind. Both purchase real estate. So back to the American dream. Should you sacrifice to such a degree to attain a college education and home ownership that the rest of your life, you're going to be in debt and you have no money to invest? I say no. If you go into a debt load that drains your ability to invest and create passive income and grow, I say no. Paying off student debt for 20 to 40 years makes no sense. Buying a house that drains so much of your income that there's nothing left to share with your family, take a vacation, invest, enjoy the lifestyle, it's just not worth it. There's nothing in there that's worth it. So maybe the American dream has changed. Maybe it has evolved. Maybe it's continuing to evolve. So I ask it again, what does the American dream even mean anymore? Is it different for different generations? Think about that. And have we as a society downgraded the American dream, conditioned ourselves to accept less? I believe in the American dream. It's there. It's obtainable, whatever that is for you. And we're in the greatest country in the world. We have the greatest opportunity in front of us, but we just need to make effective decisions, effective steps. I have a friend, Tricia, and she shared with me some thoughts on the American dream in the eyes of her parents, in the eyes of her and her husband, and in the eyes of her children. And I found this rather moving, so I do want to share it with you. And it hits close to home because my grandparents immigrated to America, obviously in pursuit of the American dream. Tricia's parents immigrated for the same reason, a better life, the American dream. An immigrant comes to the United States because they have no chance of success in their own country. But here in America, we have opportunity. We have the right to work hard. We have the ability to physically own property. That's huge. The fact that we can purchase and own our own property or properties, our own assets, the ability to live in freedom and safety, the ability to provide for your family, and an opportunity to live better than those who came before us. You see, her parents came here in the United States in the 60s with six children and $15 to their name. Can you imagine that? But their American dream was a car, a house, and jobs. Sound familiar? But they achieved it. Now for Tricia, her dream's similar to mine. Married, children, discretionary income to cover expenses, nice vacations, the ability to spend on wants and needs without stress or destroying the budget. Well, my friends, she's a real estate investor like I have, and she has achieved that dream.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
Something I found off the internet says entropy, the idea of entropy comes from the principle of thermodynamics dealing with energy. It usually refers to the idea that everything in the universe, and that is everything in the universe, eventually moves from order to disorder. And entropy is a measurement of that change. Wow, I love that. Everything moves from order to disorder. Man, just the definition, just the fact. I mean, there it is. There's a fact right there in front of you. Everything in your life moves from order to disorder. It's the natural way of the universe. So if you're not aware of that, if you're not planning in some way to reverse that entropy, it's going to take you out.
When we come back, I'm going to share what my American dream is, how to achieve it, how I am achieving it. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. I'm sharing with you my thoughts on the American dream, and has the American dream changed? Has it evolved? What really is the American dream? What's involved in that? And really, the American dream is a different vision for different people. Historically, it was home ownership and education. Both of those items are very prohibitive now. And I'm not sure that that's the way to succeed today, at least not at at the start. If that's something you want to come back to later, once you have, I don't know, financial freedom, once you have financial security, then by all means, let's do that. And again, the American dream is different for me, it's different for my children, and it's different for my parents. My main concern right now is my children are living in a world different than I did. And I'm sure those of you that have kids understand that. But what are those concerns? I want my children to work as hard as I do. I want them to learn to be self-sufficient, financially independent. I want to find ways to keep them grounded. That is the legacy for our kids within the modern American dream. And I've said this before on previous shows, but I think it rings home here. There's a saying, and it's an oil sheik, obviously a multi-billionaire is talking. And he says, my grandfather rode a camel. I drive a Rolls Royce. My grandson will ride a camel. What does he mean by that? Well, it's his fear, right? It's the generation before him that sweated and strived and saved and invested and created this legacy, which passed down to him, which he now controls. And he is the advocate of that legacy. And hopefully he is a good patron of that legacy. But he's worried about his kids. He's worried about his children, his heirs. Will they maintain the wealth and the legacy, or will they throw it all away on a whim? For me as a kid, the American dream really was a home in the country, some land, a few dollars in your pocket, freedom, essentially the ability to do what you want, when you want, where you want, with whomever you want, on your time, freedom. I was young at that time. I didn't know what I didn't know. I look back and really those are, I should call those my dreamer days, right? Now, at middle age, as a husband and a father, that dream changed. The dream became a good, stable job with a good company, health insurance, a happy marriage, the ability to provide for my family, the hope of a dignified retirement, a decent vacation every so often. Well, I call that American dream. That was stability, stability. But looking back, I should call that dream dependability because I was dependent upon the job. I didn't realize that everything came as a manifestation of the W-2 job. The job with the good company provided the health insurance, provided the stress and the peace of mind so that I had a happy marriage and could be a good father, the ability to provide for my family. And again, there it is, the hope for a dignified retirement, because we're not promised anything. We're just told, oh, if you do this and you do this and you keep doing it, you'll have a dignified retirement. Today, my American dream starts and ends with financial freedom. And so we go back to those dreamer days, the ability to do what I want, when I want, wherever I want, with whomever I want, on my time. Not dependent upon any person, corporation, entity, or government for my security and comfort. The ability to focus on those elements of a balanced life, peace, love, joy, health, and happiness. If you have the wealth, typically I'll say peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. But if you have the wealth, the financial freedom, then comes the ability to focus on the other elements. If you don't have that financial freedom, you're too busy being dependent and trading your time for money that you can't focus on peace, love, joy, health, or happiness. Nowhere in there do I mention home ownership or education. Those were tenets of the 20th century. Today, home ownership and or higher education, for the most part, have no bearing on your success. Now, I'm not saying if you have a degree in nuclear engineering that your opportunity for success, keep in mind, it's just an opportunity to be successful, would be greater than somebody that has no formal education. I'm not saying that at all. That's extreme, but undoubtedly, it's true. But the education is not the deciding factor for your success. Not in today's world. And not everyone who doesn't go to college or obtain the higher education is unsuccessful either. Note my friends that work in the trades that make huge money and have wonderful lives. But what I want to talk about is opportunity for success, opportunity cost. If the person with the nuclear engineering degree graduates and they have $300,000 in student loan debt versus the individual that left high school and became a commercial welder, and now they're making $120,000 to $150,000 a year, if not more than that. Well, friends, my money's on the welder every day and twice on Sunday, and I'll double my bet if the welder learns how to invest in cash-flowing real estate. That person has a greater opportunity for financial freedom than the nuclear engineer in a short amount of time. That's a person who could focus on peace, love, joy, health, and happiness. That's a person that can then pursue and achieve the American dream, whatever it is to that person. So what I'm saying, as you go through your life, the pursuit of the American dream, you need to make financial freedom the priority. Financial freedom gives you the ability to live free and not be dependent again on others or any entity or any government or any corporation in any way, shape, or form. Buy a rent home before you sell your soul to buy your primary residence. Buy a rent home before you buy a new car. Learn to use cash flowing real estate assets to pay for your purchases. For instance, two rent homes earning you $400 each. Well, that will more than pay for the typical car note. So buy the two rent homes and then use the rent homes to buy the car. Five rent homes will pay for a primary residence. If you're bringing in anywhere from $2,000 to $2,500 a month in cash flow, can you then go get a mortgage on a nice house to live in? Absolutely. Think twice about taking on that loan for college. Is it an effective degree? Is this an effective investment of my money? How much will you earn when you get out? How long will it take you to pay that loan off? Will that loan prohibit you from investing? Correct, investing. That's what it's all about, creating that cash flow so that you can live your life. Better yet, don't borrow to go to school, period. If it takes you 6-8 years, don't borrow. Find an education that is effective. And that's an education that you can use to make money. That example I mentioned, the welder that learned to weld, and now he's making great money. My friend that owns the masonry company, that's an effective education. So an effective education might be a trade. It might be learning how to invest in real estate. It might be a degree in orthodontics. I don't know. Just be sure that there's a plan on the other side. Invest in cash flowing assets. Start today. Build a portfolio. Stay focused. Have a strategy. Remember that more is not better. Better is better. Set goals 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. Celebrate the victories. Do this, my friends, and in a short amount of time, you will look back and realize that you're indeed living the American dream. My friend Jack sums the American dream up best. He says, friends, family, and the ability to spend time with them. Stuff to do, places to go, and the ability to choose when and for how long. The freedom from modest financial concerns and the ability to be generous when and where I choose to help someone. That's my friend Jack, and I love it. He sums it up best. I want you to do something today your future self will thank you for.
Del Wamsley on how to live the lifestyle.
You see a lot of people that are going through their savings rapidly, especially during the pandemic when people didn't, there was no work going on. People that work for short periods of time had a lot of problems because there was no jobs for them. The second problem they experienced, though, was that they don't have savings accounts because there's no savings plan set up. There's no 401k, there's no IRA. Again, you should have that on your own. Even without a 401k or IRA, you should have some type of investment plan. But the most important ones, I think, was the one before that, which is said, people don't know how to invest. Even if you have a savings plan, and obviously if you put in a 401k and IRA, you really can't control it. But even if you do have an investment plan, you have to know how to invest your money to be able to do what we do here at Lifestyles
which is make a lot of money. Let's just put a cap on it. What do? We make a lot more money than the average person makes in their savings plans, with their savings plans. In other words, we take monies, just like everybody else does, that we've saved from some type of income-producing situation, and we invest it.
It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. I'm Mike Harrison. Make it a great day. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.